Hi, welcome to Edge Show episode 61. I'm Simon Perryman, technical evangelist with Microsoft covering all of our cloud and server technologies. Now, as you can see, I'm kind of lonely today. The rest of the team is busy on the road at different conferences, speaking to a lot of the customers, so you're going to get a dedicated Simon news session right now. Now, we do have kind of a lot of announcements, a lot of them related to cloud as well, which is perfect. But first thing we want to talk about is our upcoming public cloud event. One of my fellow technical evangelists, David Tessar, is going to be giving an overview and kind of a deep technical discussion of all the improvements that have just come out with Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service. And so you could go online by clicking the link at the bottom of the page and take a look at all this information for this May 16th event. Essentially, we're going to cover why is Azure relevant for our IT pros, configure the core infrastructure, integrate with Active Directory, make your infrastructure resilient and highly available, and then look at several specific workloads such as SharePoint, how we integrate with that. Finally, we're going to talk about our connections of extended System Center 2012 with Windows Azure, such as backing up to the cloud with DPM, monitoring your Azure applications with Operations Manager, and automating different type of Azure actions using System Center Orchestrator. The next resource I want to point you out to is our recent update rollup for System Center 2012. This contains multiple fixes that we want to recommend for all of our customers, but it only covers two different components, Virtual Machine Manager and Operations Manager. But definitely, if you're running System Center 2012, 2012 SP1, you want to go add this hotfix. Next thing, we've released four new management packs for Operations Manager. Busy month for the SCOM team. The first one is an operations pack or management pack to go and monitor your client-side devices, so your Windows 8 client operating system. Now, we found that a lot of customers, while they primarily run their different applications and resources on server infrastructure, we still have a lot of clients that run their development framework and a lot of their testing infrastructure on their own Windows client laptops. So using this management pack, you can monitor the health of these laptops, these desktops, and other key critical Windows 8 client operating systems. The next management pack is a preview management pack for Windows Azure Fabric. Now, essentially, what this management pack is going to do is just check that the health of your Windows Azure services and Fabric is online and healthy. So if there's any type of problems with network, your storage is reaching over capacity, you have downtime or a lack of availability for a service, this management pack will create the report, generate an alert back on your on-premise infrastructure, so you can quickly go and resolve it. Next management pack we've added is for SQL Server 2012 Parallel Data Warehouse, or PDW. PDW essentially allows us to do lots of complicated high-end processing with a huge amount of data. Yet it's important for a lot of our customers to ensure that these data processing services stay online, stay resilient, and stay healthy. And so this management pack is going to go and monitor the SQL Server PDW appliance application and infrastructure, making sure that stays online and stays healthy. The fourth management pack that's just come out is our management pack for Windows Server 2012 Active Directory Certificate Services. Now, this management pack is basically going to make sure that your certificate service infrastructure stays online, stays healthy, the networks are connected, and you're able to respond to certificate requests. Now, this is really important if you do use ADCS in your infrastructure. If that critical component goes down, becomes unavailable, you may have lots of end users that are unable to access their applications, their websites, provision new services. So it's important to monitor the health of this key infrastructure component using our new management pack. Final thing I'm going to mention here is our System Center Advisor Connector for Operations Manager. Now, our interview that's coming up shortly, we're actually going to spend the whole interview talking about System Center Advisor. And basically, what this add-on does for System Center 2012 Operations Manager is it allows us to collect these reports from Advisor and view them within our Operations Manager console. So we go run Advisor, collect all this great data about up-and-coming potential problems, do some proactive monitoring, and then pull this information and visualize it right within System Center Operations Manager. So a great resource, and we're going to be talking about that right now with my interview with Joseph. And welcome back to Edge Show Episode 61. I'm Simon Perriman, Microsoft Technical Evangelist, covering all of our System Center and many of our cloud technologies. And we're going to be talking about one of the less commonly known, but one of the most important up-and-coming cloud services offered from Microsoft with System Center Advisor. So I'm joined by Joseph. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us, what is Advisor?
Sure. So my name is Joseph. I'm a lead program manager in the System Center team. What Advisor is essentially is a cloud service that performs proactive monitoring for your server environment so that we can prevent the problem from happening in the first place. Yeah.
Great. So Advisor, we say it's a cloud service, yet we're monitoring our on-premise infrastructure. How do people get Advisor, or how do they use Advisor? What's this process to sign up for it and start using it within your environment?
Right. So there's two ways to actually get Advisor enabled in your environment. One way is simply going to www.systemcenteradvisor.com. You can create an account there and then just sign up for it, and we'll give you basically a package so that you can follow the instructions on there and deploy that in your managed environment. But another way that we have recently enabled is through the Ops Manager connector for Advisor. Okay, so what that does is we actually leverage your existing System Center Ops Manager deployment, and we leverage the agent and the management server there to collect the raw data and to communicate with Advisor. And everything happens in the Operations Manager console, and you don't have to go anywhere to really use Advisor. It's just happening right in that same place.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the integration a little more. But my first question is Advisor part of System Center 2012 or not?
Yes and no. So the no part is that Advisor continues to operate as a standalone service. So like I said before, you can go to systemcenteradvisor.com and just use Advisor on its own.
So if I don't have Operations Manager, I get the full functionality of Advisor still?
Absolutely, and it's still free.
And it's free, okay.
Yeah, but you can also download our System Center Advisor connector for Ops Manager. Download that, and then you can then enable that in your Ops Manager deployment. That's another way to use Advisor and basically get that light up.
So it's really like enhancing Operations Manager, take it
right
a step further. So tell me, what is the difference though between Operations Manager that's, you know, kind of doing this real-time monitoring versus what Advisor can add on and offer?
That's a great question, Simon. So Ops Manager, its core function is to perform real-time health monitoring. So what that means is that when you have a problem that already occurred in your environment, we want to detect that as quickly as possible so that you have a chance to remediate that and lower your mean time to resolution and keep your environment running as long as possible. Whereas with Advisor, we try to perform proactive monitoring. What that means is before a problem actually occurs, like a performance degradation or availability problem that occurs, we want to detect the conditions behind that ahead of time so that you can remediate it and a problem actually never occurs in the first place.
Interesting. So really focusing on the proactive monitoring.
Right.
Now, how do we actually know if you're going to have a problem or you're not following a best practice? Like, how is Advisor built? How does it work?
Yeah. So the way Advisor is built is really relying on a set of knowledge that we actually collect from the Microsoft Support and Services organization. So those engineers that work day in and day out with our customers.
On the phone, on the help desk, right?
On the phone, and sometimes on site.
On site, yeah.
Helping them diagnose the problem. We bring all those cases and knowledge back into a central repository where we have diagnostic engineers to review and analyze the data that we've collected and convert that into best practice knowledge that we then apply into Advisor and send down to your environment to help you proactively monitor your environment.
Interesting. So we're essentially leveraging, you know, all of these millions of hours of support cases, support calls from the past to really try to, you know, reduce that burden from the customers in the future.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, tell me a little more. Now, you said that, how exactly does it work? You know, like I download this service. I have, let's say, 10 servers in my environment. Are they all reporting information? Are they speaking to a central server? Like, how does this actual analysis and then reporting work?
Sure, I can walk you through the data flow a little bit. So the way it works is the agents that runs on your server box performs raw data scanning and collection. Typically, then it sends this information back to the advisor gateway if you used advisor as a standalone service, or it sends it back to its parent management server in your ops manager deployment. And the management server or the advisor gateway then talks to the advisor service and uploads that data to the cloud. The analysis of the raw data actually happens in the cloud service itself. So that's where we analyze whether you have a misconfiguration that has happened in your environment. And once we've determined if there's any problem there, we send alerts, either show it on the online web console, or we bring that data back into your ops manager console so that you can look at that problem and troubleshoot it and remediate the problem yourself.
Oh, interesting. So I guess a couple things stood out to me there. So we actually don't do the processing on site. All of that's done up in the cloud service. So there's kind of no overhead on going through this data, this analytics. Is that right?
Absolutely. That is actually a great point that you have mentioned. Because we perform most of the processing analysis in the cloud, that's how we can keep your management server load on there pretty lean. And if you use Advisor as an attached service to your ops manager deployment, you actually don't need to add additional resources to actually leverage this functionality.
Are they using the same ops manager agents that are already installed?
Yes.
Okay, so really I have the two options. If I already have ops manager, easy to use, everything's pre-configured, pre-installed. If I still want to go download it, I don't have Operations Manager, no System Center, I can still do that.
Yes.
Now, it also mentioned that you said there's kind of like a central central collection, whether that's the Operations Manager management server or the Advisor Gateway. So does this mean that all of these different servers that I'm analyzing, they're not individually pushing the data up to the internet? They don't need a public internet connection, right? Everything's kind of being centralized into one place, and then we're pushing it up from there.
Right. So the agent themselves does not require internet connectivity to have the advisor functionality enabled. Only the ops manager management servers or the advisor gateway requires outbound connectivity to the advisor service.
Nice. Now, what about a Windows Azure subscription? As this is a cloud service, people always think it must be up in Azure. I mean, do people need an Azure subscription to use this?
No, you don't need an Azure subscription to leverage the service. But we do run on the Azure service, though.
Okay, great. Now, tell me, what type of information will this actually report? You know, we said it's not quite best practices, but misconfigurations. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the type of things that it will analyze?
Yeah. So based on data analysis on our end, when we're trying to look at what type of problems eventually leads to performance degradation or reliability issues, we found that a lot of cases result from misconfigurations. So that's the category of problem that we usually centered on.
Misconfiguration, okay.
Misconfiguration. On top of that, we also look at patches that you have not applied. Now, these are not the essential security patches that you get through Microsoft updates. These are the type of patches that our support and services organization really wishes you apply to your environment, so they optimize
so more advanced. And you said it's going to be based on the workload as well, right? So if I have a SQL server versus a Link server versus SharePoint, etc., it's going to give me different best practices and recommendations, right?
Right. They're individually tailored.
Now, what happens if you have, say, an unsupported configuration? Can it also detect that?
Yeah, we will look at that as well. So if you have a particular workload that is running with a particular hardware profile, right, and you got more user connections or supported objects on that server than you know what is supported or recommended, we would actually look at that and flag you and tell you that you know that is something that you shouldn't be doing.
Okay. Well, so people have some you know caution about Microsoft scanning their stuff, flagging it. Are we going to check for things such as licensing and compliance, and you know flag any customers that may not have the correct number of licenses?
That's another great question. Absolutely not. We will not use the information that we've collected for licensing or auditing purposes. This is strictly information to help our customers to ensure that they run an optimized environment and a healthy environment.
So we're not playing police officer, we're just playing doctor, helping people make things better, right? Not trying to get people in trouble.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's a lot of great information, but you have a demo for us, right? Can we jump to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're looking at here is the Ops Manager console. And the first scenario I'm going to walk through is how you can use Ops Manager with the connector installed to sign up for Advisor and look at the data itself. So I'm in the administration space in the Ops Manager console right now, and you would see that I have a System Center Advisor node there with a sub-node called Advisor Connection. So basically, you click on that, and you would see under the action section there, basically, when you are new to the environment, it says Registered Advisor. But we'll click on that, and this is where you basically supply your Microsoft account information to log in. And this is where you can just create your new account. So I can just type my new account in there and hit enter, right? And that will just register the service for you. And that's all it takes to actually sign up for Advisor.
Pretty straightforward, huh?
Really, really simple. Now, I already got an environment set up, so I'll just get out of this. And the next thing that you do is if you use a proxy server in your environment, there's a link there to configure for that. Once you have got that configured, the next step is to go to the Advisor Manage node. This is where you opt in the type of servers that you want Advisor to be scanning in your environment. Okay. There's a link there called Add Computers on the side, and you can just search for the computers that you want to add in there. And I only got three servers in my environment. I've added them all, so I'm all set in here. The next thing that you do is go back up to the monitoring space.
Let me actually jump in and ask a question
here.
Is there any limit to the number of servers that we can support, that we can scan?
No, there's no limit. Well, you're bound by the limit of how many servers you can manage in your Ops Manager environment.
Good point.
But for Advisor, we can support.
It leverages basically that infrastructure, so it uses those boundaries.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, great.
Yeah. So you can add all the servers that you want that you have in your environment and get Advisor to manage it for you.
Nice.
So in the monitoring space, you will now have a System Center Advisor folder, and under the Active Alerts view there, this is where we basically show you the Advisor alerts. And for each alert, you get the detail about what the condition is about. You also get the property set on in which we think that it triggers the rule to think that you have a misconfiguration in place. On top of that, you have a set of advisor-related tasks on here so that you can, if this is an alert that you don't want to see again and does not apply in your environment, you can ignore it, or you can manage the rule set, or you can even look at the configuration of from the advisor service to see basically how your server is configured. And this is a great piece of information that you can send around your organization to facilitate troubleshooting. Okay. Now, on top of that, you can also go to the systemcenteradvisor.com site to log into the online portal and look at your alerts from there. And every single alert that Advisor produce comes with great knowledge and is guaranteed. Okay. So you can click on View Solution or Knowledge Base Article, and you can expect that every single alert comes with detail, recommendation and resolution step like this one that I'm showing here to help you resolve your problem.
That's great. So we're not just saying, hey, there's a problem. We're saying there's a problem and here's how to fix it as well.
Exactly.
I think that's key to reducing that mean time to resolution and just making this a simple to use utility. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. So this is all that I have for the demo today.
Excellent. Well, that's great. I mean, that really kind of highlights the integration and just how easy that is to use. But a lot of people are probably now interested in using System Center Advisor. Where can they go to learn more?
Right. So you can go to www.systemcenteradvisor.com to go to the Advisor site, or you can go to Bing and look for System Center Advisor Connector. And actually, let's try this out right here in Bing. Okay. Type System Center.
And this will be that component that integrates Operations Manager within that Advisor infrastructure.
Exactly. Yeah. And the first link that you get on there, download System Center Advisor Connector for Ops Manager. Go to that.
And that will give us the download. Great. And we'll also include the link at the bottom of this page as well.
Great. Yeah. And you can also find out more about the Advisor service and what we're doing in the Ops Manager team by going to the blog.technet.com Slack.com/momteam.
Momteam, so the System Center team block.
Right.
Excellent, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for showing us System Center Advisor. And best of luck with the evolution of this exciting new product.
Thank you for having me. Thanks here, a lot. Simon. Thanks.
And welcome back. Well, I hope you found that interview with Joseph to be kind of informative, seeing some of the future directions that Microsoft's taken its cloud services and how we're integrating that with our on-premise infrastructure of System Center Operations Manager. Again, System Center Advisor is free, so why not try it out today? Whether you have Operations Manager, whether you don't, it's a great way to proactively monitor your environment. With that, I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.